Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about the governor's budget was released this past week, and Governor Dayton proposing a number of really interesting things in his budget. There are certainly some tax increases, but there are also some spending cuts.
Yeah, well, you know, and of course the proposed tax increase is the big news, but for rural Minnesota, probably the bigger news is that he is proposing holding LGA, local government aid, spending steady. Now, over the past several years, that those funds that go to cities and counties to help them with, you know, just basic services has been a fairly big target, I think it's safe to say, of budget cutting for the past, you know, in the past. And so now the governor has proposed keeping it the same, which is, you know, not raising it, but it's better than what it has been.
Right. And there were a lot of folks that were really pretty much expecting that there would be pretty massive cuts in LGA. So at least from the governor's perspective, that won't happen. Now, that doesn't mean that in the course of business up at the legislature, things won't change.
Right.
But at the moment, that's what the governor's proposing. Mm-hmm. Another interesting thing that has an impact on all of the state of Minnesota is his pledge to increase funding for K through 12 education. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, an increase, and a lot of that is, it sounds like he wants to go to all-day kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, going along on that theme of early childhood education. Now, education and health and human services are the two large, by far the largest parts of the budget. And education he has pledged to hold harmless, which means that we have to come up with $6 billion from someplace else.
Right. And well, not entirely. Higher education is taking a hit, though, in his proposed budget.
That's right, right. So we'll say K-12 education.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay.
Which, you know, he's still proposing having continuing one of these funding shifts like they've done before. So that's not exactly a cut. It's not exactly holding harmless, but it's something.
Right.
But another thing for rural Minnesota that is, you know, that have some people concerned is that he's proposing cuts to rates for nursing homes and other public health type services. And nursing homes and those kinds of facilities are a big concern in rural Minnesota because of the aging population.
Yeah, and it's been my understanding that they are really running on pretty much a shoestring it is now.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, too.
Well, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But again, these are all proposals from the governor's office.
It still has to get through the Republican House and Senate.
Right, which is no small feat. I presume that there will be some give and take going forward on this.
Yeah, they're talking about negotiations. I'm sure the Republicans will be floating their own budget bills, of course. And we'll see what happens in the ensuing weeks. They're saying no special session. We'll see what happens.
Let's hope they keep to that. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.